And our Food Time segment is sponsored by our friends at the Greek Islands. I've been going there maybe as long as I've been going to Monasteros restaurant, which is in the Sauganash neighborhood. This is just one of these great Chicago restaurants. Been there forever. Always delicious food when you go there. And sadly, the family announced this week that Monasteros soon will be closing their doors. Joe Monastero Jr. on the line with us. My old friend, you're breaking my heart.
Sorry, Dean.
Joe, why are you doing? Joe, why are you doing this to me? Where am I going to get my brujol from now on? Fortunately, I have a little time before it all closes. But explain to everybody why you and the family decided to make what I'm sure is an even more painful decision for all of you.
You know, it really, really has been. This has been a couple of months in the works. We were approached by a church that was looking for property to expand their facility. And you know, after 55 years and being in the third generation of the family doing this, we stepped back, did some reflecting, and the weight of the restaurant has really been on the shoulders of my sister Maria and my cousin Maria for the last several years. And it just, everything clicked. It seemed like the right time, and there was a real pleasant irony to a legacy after 55 years of the property being developed into a place that would be a beacon for the community. And there's a lot of the parishioners of this parish are in that area. So it just kind of all clicked. It made my father very happy as one of the original founders and the only of the original ones still alive to be able to make that decision himself. And we wanted to make the announcement well in advance, not just for our employees who've been with us for decades. Paul, the bartender, this year celebrated 50 years working with us.
Wow, that's amazing.
But, you know, we want to give you and all of our customers a good long runway of coming in and enjoying the next 8 months with us and making more memories, enjoying all the good food. And we'll have the dining room open. We'll have banquets going on all the way up until November 18th, which will be the last day. And continue celebrating the anniversary, continue having the events like the opera competition that's going on right now. We'll have the wine festival with the grape stomping in the fall. And I know that my sister's in the kitchen with the guys right now cooking up a whole bunch of ideas for how to celebrate the anniversary and do a few other special things to really go out with a bang and make some good memories before it's over.
Now, see, I never knew until I started, you know, some of the stories came out about the closing. I thought that it was always called Monasteros, but that is not the case from when it actually first opened back in 1962.
No, it was not. It was originally called La Canopy. It was a small pizzeria. I guess today we'd almost call it a trattoria. Right next door to where today's restaurant banquet hall on the west side is. And for the first 5 years, it was there that we kind of began with taking the family recipes and presenting them to the Sauganash and Lincolnwood neighborhoods. And then in 1967, we expanded and opened up the doors of the first dining room and then the garden. And then in 81, we went into banquets. So it's been a journey of growing with the community and, I mean, seeing people's families established, go from people whose first dates turned into weddings that are now having their grandchildren's, you know, graduation parties there. We have a wedding this year that is the groom's parents got married at the restaurant 30 years ago. So it's truly been a multi-generational place, and it's certainly been a part of all of our lives. There's not a single kid of this generation who knows what it is to be without the restaurant.
Yeah.
So we're all trying to figure out what will Christmas be like this year? we don't know what that is to plan a holiday where it doesn't revolve around being in the restaurant.
Working at the restaurant. Yeah, you'll all be well rested for a change.
This would be true.
You won't know how to deal with that. This has to be some kind of record, I would think, for longevity in the restaurant business, which can be very transient. And, you know, so many restaurants, you know, think about it, since 1962 have come and gone. They're open for a flash and then close. So very few have been able to maintain and, you know, adapt and enjoy the longevity that Monasteros has.
No, it's definitely very rare. And I mean, the things we've seen, the number of recessions that my father and his siblings went through and came out of again, and certainly the most recent one was definitely an experience for all of us. But I would say the thing that is the most unique to our family has been our employees. The number of employees who count the years they've been with us in double digits, that's something very, very unique. And when we sat down with everyone and we talked about it, certainly there were a lot of tears, but we all were able to sit and say, you know what, we're going to enjoy every single minute of every single day of the next 8 months before we close the doors together.
Yeah, and that's how it needs to be. I mean, it really needs to be a celebration of this wonderful part of the Sauganash neighborhood, really this wonderful part of people's lives and the celebrations that they've had. I've never had a huge, big party there. I've come in with, two or three people, something like that, the many times that I've been there. But, here's an example. Somebody on our text line, 773 area code, great place, had parents' 50th anniversary party there, my father's 75th birthday, and my sister's wedding. I'll be in soon to enjoy again. I mean, that's significant when you have that many family events in one place. Then Monasteros, it's more than just, advertising small talk, where you are literally part of people's families.
No, it has been like that, and we've been privileged and honored to be able to be a part of families' lives for multiple generations. A lot of the posts since we announced have been about that. It's, where do we hold our family celebrations moving forward? Because it was the default. People in our family, it was always the restaurant, but it kind of surprised us to how many other people kind of referred to it in the same way. And whether it was a happy occasion or a sad occasion, we've been a part of these families' lives, and it's been a privilege. And even on 9/11, a lot of restaurants closed that night, and were downtown area was empty.
Right,
we were packed wall to wall. It was all regular customers. They were just looking for someplace safe to go to process what was happening, and that was the day that really hit for me and for my uncle, my father, and all of us who were there that night. That okay, there's something we provide to the community that is special. And so for all of us who've worked there and have been a part of it, it has been an honor and a privilege. And so my sister and cousin are continuing to work hard to do this for the next 8 months, and we will be excited to welcome everyone in. There's a few people who have already called us and said, okay, next year is my 25th anniversary, but we're going to celebrate 24th this year instead. And so they're booking the rooms to get ready to do that. And so we're happily ready to change up and get some creative parties going for them if they want to celebrate early. But
As you mentioned, November 18th will be your final day. Talk about what, between now and then, people are going to want to come in. And have one last meal, one last visit. What are the most popular things that are on your menu?
certainly the lasagna, our veal, the pizza. I would say everyone has their certain favorite dish. One customer of ours whose family company has had all their Christmas parties with us, he got married there. We actually went to high school together. His post was, he'll be doing nothing but eating arancine all summer long, which is a Sicilian delicacy that we have on the menu. So everyone's been coming out and posting sort of what is their one thing. And I have a feeling we're going to be pulling a lot of the recipes out of the family book that haven't necessarily been on the menu in a while to satisfy all of those, I have to have it one more time before it's gone, wishes.
Now, what is that delicacy? What did you call it again?
Arancina. It's a rice croquette. So imagine an orange-sized rice ball stuffed with ground beef and tomato sauce and peas, and then it's deep fried.
I've had that. I've just never heard it pronounced properly. That's all. I've been murdering the name of that for quite a few years when I've had that. The rice ball, stuffed rice ball, delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and there's, of course, the people that are, saying, can I get my quart of tomato sauce to freeze it now? And, or the minestrone soup. So there's already been customers who've come in just in the last few days, already starting to binge on their favorite items. So it's been nice because it was certainly for us to make the announcement early. We wanted to do that, but we weren't sure how the reaction would be. And it's everyone's been immediately coming out with wanting to reminisce, wanting to come in. And and have their favorite dishes. So it's sort of been like kicking off the celebration that's going to last for the next 8 months, which will be a long, fun, exciting time for us.
Yeah, I know one of the things, I mean, I enjoy so many things on your menu, but one of the things that I liked was it's one of the very few Italian restaurants, and believe me, I've been to a lot of them, where you can get like a homemade bresaola. Explain what that is.
So a lot of people know this only because of Everybody Loves Raymond, which, if I recall correctly, is one of the last times you had me on the show was when they did it, and we talked about this. So it's
right.
a pounded, very thin pounded beef that is then layered with prosciutto and then rolled and stuffed with pine nuts and breadcrumbs and egg, and then it's baked with tomato sauce until the beef is just so tender that you can just pull it apart with a fork. And you know, very much the Sunday dinner kind of staple in the Southern Italian cuisine, and very much a favorite amongst people. And thanks to the television show Everyone Loves Raymond, it became very popular for a while, and it's kind of come on and off the menu. It's always on our menu in the fall, and I have a feeling we'll be bringing it back along with a bunch of other things like our veal salting bocca and all of those other dishes that people have known for so many years, because they've started, as I said, they all want their favorites before November 18th comes around.
Yeah, well, I know you've got some special events and things that are going to be coming up between now and November 18th. Keep us posted so we can let everybody know. I'm sad for me and for others who enjoy it. I'm happy for you and all your family members, you know, that you're able to, you know, relax, take it easy a little bit, and be able to celebrate this great accomplishment of being such an important part of the Chicago community. So, Joe, we thank you for joining us today, and I know we'll be talking more between now and November 18th.
Pleasure was mine. Thanks, Dean. We're looking forward to seeing everyone over the next 8 months.
Joe Monastero, Jr. Monastero's is 3935 West Devon.